Hello, patron. Funny seeing you here. What are you doing in here? Well, me and my friend David, we were just hanging out over some coffee, you know.
Coffee, it's a substance I drink.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, David got decaf because, you know, he's a pleb.
Yes.
But we're just kind of talking about our good friend Araki and his music tastes.
Yeah, he actually hit us up after he listened to our Cool Shock BT episode and was very impressed, saying, whoa, you actually know what Cool Shock BT is?
Yeah. He asked to be on the show, but honestly, we're kind of above him at this point.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're still gonna talk about him, and particularly because this is Shonen Flop, we're also talking about some of the failed manga that we have covered. What our good friend likes to do is name his characters and stands after bands and music artists. So what we have decided to do is to look at the protagonists of our past episodes and just see, hey, if Araki was writing this, what would he call this person's stand?
Oh, yes. This is often a fun topic. I think this was actually inspired by the BT episode where we discussed what BT's stand would be.
I think so, too.
So big thanks again to Tucker for letting us know about Cool Shock BT. It was a lot of fun to have you on. And Jordan, I think Tucker is also helping us a little bit with this episode, too.
First off, I would like to say Cool Shock big thanks.
Did you have that ready?
As soon as you said big thanks, Cool Shock BT, I was like, oh, okay.
That's good. That's good. I like it.
So Tucker has also chimed in with his ideas for what these stands will be, and his ideas will probably be better than ours, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're going to try anyway.
I have to say, I told some of our patrons ahead of time my idea, and, you know, not to be toot my own horn, but they were very whelmed by my ideas.
Well, you know, David, you can't go under. May as well just slide right in there.
Sliding into our listeners' verbal DMs.
What metaphor was that? I'm sorry. All right, let's just move on. The first guy, we got Kaname Tatara from Zipman. David, what is Kaname's stand?
Mine is Fortunate Son.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, that's like the whole point of the song is like, you know, how you ain't no fortunate son. Well, his brother really had all of the actual fortune in their life and was really the successful one.
Ah, but you know, when you think about it, Kaname had more friends, so who really is the fortunate son? Anyway, mine, I went for the more, I guess, the more direct path. David, are you familiar with a song called Dog Police?
I am absolutely not.
Oh, well, it was like a song that came out in the 80s, and it was by the band known as Dog Police.
Mm-hmm.
It was their only hit, and it went, Dog Police, da-da-da-da-da-da, Dog Police, and then they made a pilot for a TV show, which was Adam Sandler's first role.
Really?
Yeah.
Trivia, did you know Jack Nicholson was in the original Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah. He plays like a dental patient who's like really into the torture.
Yeah. Who was later superseded by, fuck, what's his name?
Steve Martin?
Not Steve Martin. No, the dental assistant.
Was the
Who was the No One Will Ever Believe You guy? He was in Zombieland?
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray. Yeah, Bill Murray. Bill Murray played that in the remake.
That's a great way to remember Bill Murray's name. Anyway, so let's see. What did Tucker decide? What was Tucker's? So Tucker has decided to give Kaname's stand sharp-dressed man.
That's an interesting one.
That is interesting. I mean, I guess it could refer to how, you know, he's got pointy stuff on his clothes.
Yeah. One of the ideas I had was, like, bad because of the zippers.
Oh, yeah. I was going to do Dog Days Are Over.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might actually be better because, like, the whole thing is that, like, the dog days are over. He's finally starting to get, like, ahead in life, kind of, but also he is a dog.
That makes sense. So overall, though, Jordan, out of the three options, is there one that you really think would be the strongest?
Now, are you asking me which one would be the strongest in fighting or which one's the best name?
Which name would you go with out of the three options?
I mean, I would go with, actually, Dog Days Are Over.
It sounds like a good one, but I have...
You know what? You know what, though? I kind of liked the first interpretation. What if we did this? Which stand do we think would be the most powerful, just based on the name?
Sure.
Fortunate Son versus Dog Days Are Over versus Sharp Dressed Man.
You can see it being, like, dogs that chase you. So it's like a remake of the Highway Star, but dogs that'll just kill you instead of like a weird, mysterious guy.
Just like you're attacked by a group of dogs all in little police officer uniforms.
Yeah.
So Sharp Dressed Man, obviously, his clothes are pointy and they cut things. David, Fortunate Son. What's Fortunate Son's power?
Maybe it's like a luck stand where just things go like really conveniently for you.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. All right. So let's move on to Golem Hearts.
Yeah. So this is Noah.
Oh, yes. David, What is Noah's?
I went with Mr. Blue Sky, because he's just such like a really positive person.
I like it, yeah. Mine is Father's Little Helper. I cheated a little bit, but here's the thing. So it's a Rolling Stones song called Mother's Little Helper, but Araki does this thing. Like, you know, Adam Hart father was Adam Hart mother.
Yeah.
And he just changed it. So I'm doing that. So he's Father's Little Helper because he helps his dad a lot. He really likes his dad.
Oh, yeah, because it's a reference to Santa's Little Helper, the dog from The Simpsons, right?
Moving on, Tucker.
Just imagine somehow I figure out a way to make all of your Santa references related to dogs.
That is true, yeah.
By the way, Tucker didn't have one for all of them.
Okay, so for Golem Hearts, Tucker passed this round, I understand. What would Mr. Blue Sky's power be?
It's hard not to think that it would be a weather-based... Maybe actually it's like a sun stand where he, like... can shoot sun rays at people and like make like heat mirages and stuff. So it's like a more like specific version of Weather Report, which is an insanely overpowered stand anyway.
Maybe he just makes the weather like too good.
He's explicitly a hard counter to that one stand that only works when it's raining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As for Father's Little Helper, well, Mother's Little Helper is actually about Valium. So I guess Father's Little Helper
is about OxyContin.
Is about OxyContin. Exactly. He gets his dad high. Moving on. I think yours is better. Mr. Blue Sky's better.
Okay.
So next we got Robot Laser Beam. The main character is Roboto Hatohara. David, what is Roboto's stand?
Mine is Sticks.
Sticks.
Because their song is Mr. Roboto, but I thought Mr. Roboto was a little too on the nose.
Yeah, that's very fair. I considered Mr. Roboto, but yeah, that was just like, no, that's just...
George is shitting on me.
That's too fucking easy. No, I appreciate what you did with Sticks. I'm just talking about the name Mr. Roboto.
Jordan, they swing sticks in golf. It's like a 400 IQ reference.
Damn.
That I just thought of after I just told you that I picked six. You really thought I had that plan. I'm not Tucker. I can't be like 600 IQ with this kind of thing.
Oh, David, your IQ frequently has at least 10 on it.
Oh, thank you. I did almost get 100 on my IQ test, so.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, 85 is almost 100, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's an A. That's a B plus.
That's an 85, isn't it? An 85 is also not a B plus.
I'm trying to be positive here.
Gotta be positive. And just like, so...
trying to make you feel better.
So how about yours, Jordan?
So mine is OK Computer.
Yeah.
The classic Radiohead album.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is very robotic. And that's the whole point.
I like it.
Tucker's...
it's not subtle.
Tucker's is not subtle. It is Straight Shooter by Bad Company. Now, here's the thing. That's just accurate. Yeah.
Someone's like, it's a straight shot.
You know what Straight Shooter's power is? The exact power that Roboto has.
I was going to say, it's like a bullseye where anything he shoots just like perfectly goes straight.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
I think that's the best one though. I like Straight Shooter.
He objectively wins.
Tucker's a winner in my book.
So I'm thinking for Sticks, maybe like control any stick-shaped object and like charge it up like Gambit.
I was thinking more like a hacker one where he can like hack into any technology.
We're not doing Annihilation yet.
That's fair.
Well, he doesn't need that power. He's already got it.
Yeah. And what about OK Computer?
Oh, man. I don't know. It makes you fitter, happier, and more productive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Radiohead reference. Other people will get it. What do you think it is, David?
He makes computers feel okay. He's like the person where it's like, if you try turning it on and off again to fix a problem, it always fixes the problem.
Superpower is power cycling.
Yes, there you go. That's yeah.
You know what? That would be an underrated power. That's like Hermit Purple, that it can drive planes.
I like the thing that he doesn't actually need to break the camera when he uses Hermit Purple. He just feels like it.
I love that so much.
Joseph is really the best JoJo.
Joseph is the best JoJo.
He's very based.
Absolutely. Based. And anyway, moving on to our good friend, Mr. Beast Child. Beast Children, the protagonist Sakura Shishigawa. Our protagonist Sakura Shishigaya.
I was feeling good about mine.
That's a pretty good one. You want to say what it is?
It's Raining Men.
Oh, yeah. By the Weather Girls.
Yeah. And yours, Jordan?
Mine is Balls to the Wall by Accept.
Neither of ours are very subtle.
You know what? Beast Children isn't very subtle.
It's really not. Yeah, so Jordan, what would Balls to the Wall do?
Would control every spherical object in the room and make it fly to the nearest wall.
I like it. I was just thinking, though, it would be where any objects he touches turns into the Beast Children JPEG.
I like that. Yeah.
And I think Raining Men, what it could do is every single time the person he's fighting gets wet, they split into two smaller selves. So if they get wet too many times, they eventually turn into like nothing and he just stomps on them. So it's like a twist on like the shrinking stands.
I feel like Araki could have a lot of weird fun with that. I can just see, like, Jotaro just looking around and being like, where did he go? And then it's like, it zooms in and there's a little dude just, like, hanging out, like, behind his ear. And there's, like, three of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you're ready to go to Guardian of the Witch?
Oh, yeah, let's do Guardian of the Witch. David, what is the stand of Captain Favner?
Mine is Take on Me.
Okay, and mine is Blind Guardian. Because I couldn't think of anything else about Captain Favner.
I think this is the hardest one for me.
There's really nothing to his character at all. Like, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, he uses a sword and his sheath.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But yeah. So Jordan, though, what would Blind Guardian do?
Blind Guardian would give Captain Favner the ability to immediately close his eyes whenever he saw the witch naked.
Keep his purity.
Because this is manga, and that's how it works.
Mine actually already has a canon ability, in that clearly it would allow him to transport himself and others into the aha dimension. That's just a perfect stand power.
Well, but isn't the aha dimension just manga because it's just drawing? Would it be the reverse? It brings him into the real world?
Yes, it's like that scene in Fire Force where everyone was, that where it was real life photography.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. All right, you ready to go to Dark Mage?
What is the stand of Dokko Sung?
Mine is Rem.
Rem?
Yes.
Ah, from anime out of context.
Sure.
You know the band is pronounced R-E-M, right? Like, nobody calls it Rem. Like, nobody knows what you're talking about.
R-E-M, yes.
Yes, mine is a more obscure reference, but, you know, Araki does those sometimes. Mine is the band Mage Hand, which are a cool little instrumental proggy band. I like them. His power would be the cantrip Mage Hand from Dungeons & Dragons.
Of course. Do you know why I picked Rem? Which song from Rem I was most thinking of?
No, which song from Rem did
Sorry,
you pick?
Which song from R.E.M.?
Shiny Happy People?
No, Losing My Religion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's him in the corner.
Yeah.
With the big Wolverine claws and the hunch.
God, Dark Mage was such a strange series.
Dark Mage was really weird and kind of kicked ass.
Yep. So yeah, I feel like he doesn't even need stand powers because he wouldn't use it. He would just kill everyone with his claws.
It would be like how Dio had like Jonathan's stand. It's like he doesn't even fucking use it.
Dio had vampire powers they also didn't use.
He doesn't need any of those powers, because then he got fucking Zawardo.
Yeah. Though, Jordan, what would Mage Hand do? Just let you cast the cantrip?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the cantrip, yeah.
All right, end of discussion.
What would R.E.M. do? Would just make him fall asleep.
I think it would make people feel, like, make people go into a corner. It would be like, it would make you very sad.
Exactly. All right, David, we're running out of time now. Let's go into SWAT. What is, oh my God, that's the dude's name?
Yeah.
The protagonist's name is Manabizaki Kyo, the SWAT. David, what is the SWAT's power?
I went with Devo.
Okay, I went with Loser.
Okay. So I assume, I know why you probably picked Loser.
Because he's a fucking loser and I hate him.
And mine was he was a big fucking nerd like the Devo people.
But doesn't Devo already a stand?
Fuck. Oh, no, I looked up. There's a guy named Devo, but it's not a stand name. It's like Vanilla Ice technically could be a stand name.
That was from the period where Araki hadn't really gotten the formula down yet. He knew he wanted to name characters after bands, but he didn't have stands, so he didn't have that established yet. Yeah, so what would Devo do?
Would give him, like, the ability to materialize whips.
Or just make those weird little pyramid helmets appear on his head.
Put them on their head and it gets heavier and heavier over time.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
What would Loser do?
Loser would be that he just loses everything and people think they should kill him.
Okay.
It's the worst stand to have.
Oh, yes.
Next we got Samurai, the Tale of Hachimaru. And of course the protagonist is Hachimaru. David, what... What is Hachimaru's power?
Mine is Joan Osborne for What If God Was One of Us.
You know, my parents' friend wrote that song.
Whoa. And then how about yours?
Mine is 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion.
Mm-hmm.
So Tucker's is Boy in the Bubble, a Paul Simon song. Yeah, no, definitely.
Makes sense. And Tucker said he has no idea what the stain would do.
I think it would allow him to materialize bubbles.
Yeah, that was the stain of the protagonist of Part 8.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
What's Joan Osborne's?
Joan Osborne.
So is the stand just named Joan Osborne?
Yes, of course. I feel like it would be one of the stands that the name has nothing to do with it, like Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah.
How about it's a stand that lets you teleport between objects that are the same color?
Okay.
So if you touch something red, you could teleport to anything else that's red within like a mile radius.
You make a fun game out of that. Like a fun little platformer like that.
Oh, yeah. Let's make it.
Yeah, let's do it.
What about 21st Century Boy? Digital Boy?
You can jack into computers like for Mega Man Battle Network.
Oh, okay. It's better you jack in than jack off.
I know. Look, there's no way to say it without it being weird.
Plug in?
They don't call it that, do they? But moving on, we're going into our special rec episode, the Mashal special. What is Mash's stand, David?
Mine's Rammstein.
Why is it Rammstein?
Because he's a wrecking ball. He does his breakthrough shit. This was my favorite that I thought of.
I like that one. I think that fits in with the names in Mashal too.
Yeah.
Mine is Street Fighting Man, like the, you know, the Rolling Stones song. I went with two Rolling Stones songs. Interesting.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. Street Fighting Man. I don't know. I guess his power would be just like he could throw Hadoukens.
Yeah.
Hadoukens. And then Tucker said a kind of magic, which is interesting because Tucker, you silly guy. The whole point is that Mash doesn't have magic.
I mean, he uses muscle magic.
I guess that is a kind of magic. All right. You fucking damn. Okay.
And I think Rammstein would be like, it could give Mashal like a metal coating, but eventually he'd realize the metal is softer than his body and he'd stop using it.
I love the idea of like a really powerful stand user who just doesn't use his stand because it sucks, but he's just also powerful. I guess that is kind of Joseph.
Yeah, that's literally Joseph. His stand doesn't do much anything.
Yeah, except it is actually very useful.
I mean, it has no combat ability, is the main thing.
True. All right. Well, now we're moving on to our final set, David. Bone Collection, Jinai Kazami. David, what is Jinai Kazami's stand?
I gave him Billy Idol.
I gave him Them Bones.
Oh, that's an old reference. That's our childhood.
What?
Wait, isn't that a Korn song?
No, it's an Alice in Chains song, but also...
Oh, sorry, that's why I was saying Alice in Chains.
Yeah, but also it is... less old school than Billy Idol.
Billy Idol wasn't our generation, is what I mean. Alice in Chains was like our teenage years. We have nostalgia for that song.
Alice in Chains started in 1990. Like, that song came out like 1992, David.
Really? Oh, I've seen a lot of AMVs that use that song.
You know what? That's a good point, actually. A lot of like edgy grunge bands. I love Alice in Chains. They are an edgy grunge band. A lot of edgy grunge bands saw a resurgence thanks to AMVs. You're right. And in fact, that's probably why Alice in Chains were able to reform.
Yeah, purely through the power of anime.
Yeah. What I also like about Them Bones is that you say it, it's like, Them Bones. You know, Them Bones. And I think that fits with Bone Collection because he's a weird sex pest, kind of. I mean, I don't fucking know. Bone Collection sucks.
It does. I just realized, though, maybe a better one would have been Sexual Healing.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't pick that one, though.
Billy Idol, I did for the White Wedding song.
Oh, okay, I get you. Yeah, what would White Wedding do?
And then what did Tucker say?
Tucker said, bad to the bone.
Mine is, legally, he can marry any person, is the power of his stand.
Marriage equality, but only for him. This is like My Hero Academia, where everybody has superpowers, but your power can suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that. I think Them Bones' power... would be like you can identify where bones are, like right over there.
So your ability is to essentially not have to have gone to medical school.
Yeah, maybe you get X-ray vision, but only bones, like, you know,
just summons the cast of Bones.
It's Bones vision.
There is that stand that, remember, he summoned like a football team.
When was that?
Oh, it's in Part 6. This dude summons the Miami Dolphins as part of a stand.
Oh my god, I am remembering that fucking kicks ass. Oh my god. Oh my god, that rules, yeah. Because they're in Florida. It's the Florida JoJo.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, well, that's our list for today. You want to do anything else, David, before
No, just say, I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I tolerate you.
Oh, good. That's how I really feel, but I know you need motivation.
I understand, David. Now that you've been rejected, you do the typical guy thing where it's like, oh, I didn't like you. You're fat, blah, blah, blah. You
that's
know?
Not and nice. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. That wasn't very nice. Goodbye.
Oh, all right. Well, bye. This is the last episode of Shonen Flop.
No. All right. But I do want to say thank you to all of our wonderful patrons. This was a new idea. Guys, we were still trying to think. So I think this could be a fun mini series where we've like kind of had a free slot in the schedule where we also do the art review and the chibi scores. So if people think this is something they'd like to see recurring or if they want to keep it varied and maybe we'll take a break from doing this, let us know in the comments. By the way, it was a lot of fun. And also please feel free to submit your own ideas for what you think could have been stand names because I definitely had a lot of fun. I don't know about you, Jordan. It doesn't really matter if you didn't have fun. Too bad.
Oh, I never have fun.
Oh, shush.
How right. about you, just in general?
Oh, good. That's what we call depression.
That's what we call depression in anhedonia.
All right. Anything else, Jordan?
Yeah, nothing else to add. Thanks again for listening, everybody. You know where the Patreon is, clearly. So thank you.
Thank you, and have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.